I don't think anybody's going to be prepared for this one.
Hi, I'm Russ.
And I'm Sean.
And we're two cis white men.
Who have a lot of opinions of Mexico and transvestites.
And it's not, you don't say transvestites.
Oh, you don't?
Say trans.
Do I have to stop this?
No, it's fine. This is good. I think this is going to be a lot of learning in this podcast. I'm an
asshole. Here, please.
We have been making silly things together since we were 10 years old. Feel free to ablib.
From radio shows to home videos, parodies, commercials, porn, books about war, indie films, and video games.
We're going to mispronounce words.
Forget genders.
And most importantly, have fun.
This is Just Another Review Podcast.
I like this and you like that. It's Just Another Review Podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.
All right. Are you ready to rate this movie?
Are we going to have fun at other people's expense? I don't know.
Very
fearful of this podcast.
I know. No, Russ is definitely sweating bullets right about now.
I mean, we're talking about Emilia Perez. It's a movie on Netflix. It's got award traction. It's nominated
13
for Best Picture
award nominations.
We did Anora, one of our favorite 2024 films, which also has got the same type of traction with awards. It could go home with a Oscar nominated.
Let's just hope Oscar it does.
Award Best Film, Best Director,
Best Editing,
Best Editing. There's lots of things Anora could win, but there's also a lot of things that Emilia Perez. Good. So it's
unfortunately
it's just as important as we get closer and closer.
You think to this Oscar film's season. Important?
Well, that's part of the conversation we're going to have today.
Okay.
Written and directed by Jacques Audiard.
So this guy isn't Mexican.
Or he's French.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, he's a French guy, not trans. He's just a cis white male.
Okay, what does cis mean?
So it's
heard this term a lot lately.
So I don't know when you when you gender identity corresponds with the sex that you're registered. So you were born with a penis, identify as a male.
Okay, I do.
So you're cis. I was born with a penis, I identify as a male.
That's female. What's that mean?
Then you? I wouldn't be. I would be more.
You'd maybe, be a sick.
That'd be more white transgender man, kind of thing,
right? You see, you just turn around backwards.
S-I-C?
S-I-C.
Like meant like you, it, someone spelt it wrong, but you're meaning to print it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Using the.
Russ is already ready to just rate this and move on.
No, I think it's important to talk about a movie that is getting a lot of criticism now as it gets closer to award season. Like there are movies like Anora and maybe Conclave and who aren't getting, not getting poked and prodded. And I think one of the main stars here, Carla Sofia Gascon, is actually being, kind of now separating herself from the film, or the film and the production team are separating themselves from her.
Yeah, I guess she got quite controversial on the Twitter.
Old Twitters came up to haunt her.
Put anything you regret on the internet, just like a podcast.
Or remove it way in advance. I don't know. If you know you're potentially in a very hot film that wants to be seen as amazing, maybe delete your old tweets.
Okay. Who's in this movie?
Zoe Saldana.
Saldana?
Saldana.
Even though it's spelt with an S? It's not
Saldana?
I don't know.
Saldana.
I'm asking you.
I say
you're the guy that knows everything.
Saldana. I'm saying Saldana.
I don't know why I put a coin in there. Dig.
No one. Every time Sean digs Russ, he has to put a coin in the jar.
Do I have to put a coin every time I play that clip?
No.
That's but I'm not saying it.
So right? One of our favorite songs growing up, Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary.
Is that just from a stand-up special? It's been a long time since I heard that song.
Yeah, he did a CD,
an album.
Adam Sandler's They're All Gonna Laugh at You, another favorite from our childhood. But it was just a song that played at the end of it. Yeah.
So it wasn't a comedy special. It was just a bunch of sketches he did for his album.
It was a stand-up.
Oh, it was a stand-up.
And he did a song. Yeah.
Unlike You're All Gonna Laugh at You was just a bunch of sketches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. So it was Dennis Leary's stand-up. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Zoe Saldana is in it. Can you name any big movies that Zoe's been in?
No. I think she was in Emilia Perez, and that's about it.
And that's it. Well, she's getting her dues. She doesn't have to get on green makeup or be a different color. She's not in, I think, Pirates of the Caribbean and Star Trek, she was.
She's in some of the biggest movies of all time, isn't she? Avatar.
Avatar, Guardians of the Galaxy, Marvel, obviously, which you
love. Lioness,
And Linus, the Paramount Plus show.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
like that.
The Taylor Sheridan show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finished season two.
Oh, I mean, of the Linus.
Yeah, yeah. Quite liked it. Quite like it. Probably my favorite Taylor Sheridan show. I used to like Yellowstone until it got stupid. I think the bar
is pretty low there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Shows. I'm not going to say it's an A-plus show, but it's a good B show to watch at night.
Better than Taylor Sheridan movies?
Some. Oh. No, I don't know. Wind River's really good.
Yeah.
Sicario is really good.
Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water. He wrote, didn't direct, but still that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think Taylor Sheridan's better at movies than he has TV shows.
And maybe when he's got some collaborators too. Like people kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Balance.
Push him out of the way a little bit and say, you know what? We kind of know what we're doing here.
Well, work as a team.
Yeah.
Right?
Just not be a team, Taylor. Not just all you, buddy.
Yeah. Carla Sofia Gascon is in this, playing the titular Emilia Perez.
Well, that's a funny name. Garcon, is that her last name?
Gascon. Gascon. Garcon means boy.
Oh, well.
From the Pulp Fiction movie is
what
I'm referencing.
You got me fooled.
I'm referencing.
Is she a transvestite?
So she's trans, yeah. So she's really...
I can't... Okay, wait, hang on a second. Before you not, said I can't
say... This is not the Rocky Horror Picture
Show. You said I can't say transvestite.
I'm just saying...
I have to say trans. I have to say the short form.
I think it's more appropriate.
They, them prefer.
I think it's more appropriate to say trans in 2025 than transvestite.
Why? I'm not the expert. It's the same thing.
Dude, like if you, it's just like you don't say the R word or the N word. Like there's just certain things you just don't say. And some person.
Because I say the long form of trans. I'm sure. All of a sudden.
Are you? I'm an asshole. I mean, if you want to try to be respectful. You can try to be respectful if you don't care.
Okay, no, I do want to be respectful. Well, I don't want to, you know, offend you here or anything like that. So
I don't think you need to worry about me necessarily.
Every time Sean digs at rest and puts a coin in the jar.
Also, I guess we should just say maybe a blanket apology to anyone listening.
Yeah.
Because we're probably going to say things. We're learning.
Okay, I won't speak for the rest, but I'm friggin' ignorant
Okay? We both are ignorant, and we're doing our best, and maybe...
I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Just
I'm
like,
just trying to be funny.
Just like the director, but we have probably no right to be talking about this subject matter.
The director, he's under hell or high water now?
A little bit. Like, I think there's just critiques as far as, like, you know, people...
What was he doing in this space kind of
thing? Yeah, exactly. What is he doing in the trans space? What is he doing the Mexico space? He doesn't know anything about either of them. He's like the spotlight this is movie is getting is not a great depiction of the Mexican people, nor is it a great depiction of trans people. So, you know, the movie has its critics,
right? Oh, for sure. I imagine it's come under hell or high water.
Selena Gomez is in this movie. Are you a Selena Gomez fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
More music than Only Murders in the Building? Or
you know both? What? I haven't seen a single episode of Only Murders in the Building, despite having the great comedian Martin Short in it. I know, I just haven't gotten around Martin to it. Short. Just haven't gotten around to it.
Edgar Ramirez is also...
I like Edgar Ramirez.
Yeah, I like Edgar Ramirez. He plays a good cop. I can't remember. He was in like an HBO show.
Yeah, and he was in Domino. Remember Domino? He was the guy who didn't speak a lick of English.
Yeah, I don't like Domino.
I know you didn't like Domino. I like Domino.
Well, you should.
Well, I used to anyways. When it first came out, I liked that kind of... It was crazy. It was crazy.
You're crazy, man. That's Ridley.
So you still didn't answer if this Carla Sofia Gascon is actually trans.
Yes, I did answer it. Yes, she
okay,
is.
Okay. I just wasn't paying attention. I got all caught up in the.
She was born with a penis, like in real life, and was an established Spanish actor before she transitioned.
Man to woman, a woman to men.
Man.
Right.
So that's one of the songs from Emilia Perez.
One of the horrible songs from this movie.
It cost $25 million and it made $13.4 worldwide.
But it got 13 Oscar nominations and it bombed at the box office.
Well, I don't know if it really bombed or it had a chance because I think it just went immediately to Netflix.
But right.
How much was it in the theaters? I don't think very much.
I wonder if there's any way for them to calculate streaming revenue that Netflix might get. Like, you know what? Like
I think if the streamers...
Subscription and then how many people watch it. And I don't know.
And the streamers don't have to, well, I don't know if things are changing, but I don't think they have to be too honest about all that stuff. Like they don't have to give that information out to public as much as the box office revenue does.
Mm.
They can kind of hide it.
Are you okay?
It's our best film
ever.
Watch. Number one movie in Canada.
Man to woman.
Says us.
Woman to man.
Should we do a synopsis?
Oh God, do we have to? Wait. Uh-oh, we got no one to call. Wrong button. See,
I'm all
tied up. Ignorant here.
Get on.
one of the songs from it? Is this in the beginning? Like that?
You don't know.
Juan Manitas Del Monte is a deadly cartel leader that's just a little misunderstood. And by misunderstood, I mean that his conflict between their sense of gender identity and their sex assigned at birth. Manitas wants to give it all up.
The violence, the drugs, and his penis.
For gender-affirming surgery. So they hire a lawyer, Rita Morrow Castrol,
played by the girl from Guardians of the Galaxy,
to manage their affairs. She gets the surgery, becomes Emilia Perez, and lives happily ever after.
Just kidding. She gets kidnapped.
Emilia misses living a lie, so she employs Rita again to rebuild her family and start up a non-profit to identify bodies of cartel victims.
Oh, thanks, blood money. You're now a saint.
Emilia's ex-wife, Jesse DeMonte,
played by the lovely Selena Gomez,
a little bit of a Spanish accent going there, isn't interested in playing house under the thumb of cousin Emilia, so she kidnaps Emilia and her badass lover, Gustavo Brun, and the three of them drive off a cliff and die.
Mammoplasty,
yes.
Vaginoplasty,
yes.
Rhinoplasty,
yes.
Laryngoplasty,
yes.
Mammoplasty,
yes.
Vaginoplasty,
yes.
Rhinoplasty,
yes.
One of the most controversial songs in the movie, which is fairly early on.
Yeah, I turned it off right when that, after that, so I was like, what the fuck are you making me watch?
See, here? I laughed at that part.
Well, me too, and I was like, what the fuck?
And I think it's the intention of the director and the people involved in this film for you to have fun with this element of it.
Did this need to be a musical, this movie?
Did Joker 2 need to be a musical in this
movie? No.
I don't
understand the motivation behind this movie.
I mean, they're not great songs.
No.
They're sung sometimes like almost like under the radar, like kind of whispering to each other.
Yeah,
it's a choice. And maybe a choice there of making it.
It's all about choices in this movie, isn't it?
And absurd and unnerving and different. Maybe that was a choice. Maybe that's representing something larger that the people of this movie are trying to.
How did Selena Gomez's character not know that that was her husband as a female there? I mean,
well, you know, like when Clark Kent takes off his glasses.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's the only difference between the male version and the female version was a pair of glasses. So
time goes by.
Oh, and sorry, and some crunk teeth, right?
And time goes by. She thinks her husband's dead. And then suddenly...
goes to Switzerland.
A cousin appears. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like,
I guess some cousins can look similar, right? I mean,
family... can genetically look similar to each other.
I guess.
So she was fooled.
Do you look like any of your cousins?
No, actually I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, a little bit, maybe a little tiny bit with like my dad's.
My cousins are way better looking than me.
Oh, are they?
No. Just kidding, Melanie.
Melanie, the listener of this podcast?
Yeah, she's my cousin.
I bet you Melanie's super hot. You didn't enjoy this movie. I didn't really enjoy this movie.
Dude, took me like 12 attempts to get through it.
You're just doing 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah, and I was just cursing your name the whole time I was watching this movie. Why did Russ make me watch this? Why did Russ make me watch this? But you know what? I kept grinding on, no pun intended, and grinding it off, and just so that we could talk about something here today.
How much do you think support so for ghetto. This movie is kind of like an anti-Trump movement?
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I think in our new Trump regime universe, movies like this, especially if he keeps going the way he's going, these type of movies aren't going to be able to exist or have a platform anymore.
Yeah, I think there's no secret that from our perspective, my perspective up here is in Canada, is that it felt like Hollywood is more leftist. They're more wanting, not the Republicans are in. They're looking more.
They seem like a lot more accepting than he is.
Anyway. Well, yeah, they're more democratic leaning. And so, like, the movement within Hollywood to support a movie like this could be seen as a way of, like, pushing back against Trump.
Maybe ideals. That's where all the nominations from. Maybe it's not the fact that it's not a very good movie. It's just this is a bit of a
right time, right place.
A bit of a middle finger.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay?
I'm not.
What happened? Did you eat some Mexican food?
Man to woman. Woman to man.
Are you like, what's the movie where Demi Moore changes? Do you have the substance in you? The
substance. Yeah. It's been 24 hours. I got to take the other shot now.
I sent you a video of, I can't remember. There was a guy who edited all his favorite best movies together.
Right.
Did you ever watch that?
I skimmed through it. I didn't sit for the whole half an hour and watch it.
I can't remember who it was.
Just like this movie. I just skimmed it. Sure. I didn't actually.
But they do show a lot of this. So they do a lot of spoilers. They show a lot of the substance that they show, like what looks like to be the end of the substance, where there's like a lot of blood and there's like this person who looks bad.
The very end, their body
parts are falling off and blood is like spraying everyone in the audience.
It's nightmare gross. Fuel, man.
Gross.
Oh, it is very.
And that's the substance.
Very also, gross. Like I said, nominated. If you've got a weak stomach, do not watch the substance.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I kind of want to watch it just because now it's also getting critical acclaim, also nominated for Oscars.
Well, Demi Moore is very good at it. Yeah. You know, just despite the subject. I mean, not even the subject matter, the gore of it. I would just flat out say that, you know. I think they're trying to say something about beauty standards within Hollywood and entertainment and stuff like that. But yeah, it certainly gets
graphic.
I wouldn't say it gets lost, but you're definitely the gore, body horror aspect of it certainly takes front and center throughout the entire movie. So yeah. I didn't like this movie at all. Like I said, it took me 12 times to get through it. And you know, and I don't even think that's me being a total. I'm an asshole. Especially in regards to the subject matter. It's just, I don't think it was a very good movie. You know, like I said, if it had the shitty music in it and it was just the story.
You would have liked it better if it didn't have a musical element.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think I would have been able to stomach it a lot better had they just told us this story without the music element part of it.
For me, anything with music makes things better.
Yeah, I know. You're all about that, right?
I like a good musical, and sometimes I just like a musical.
Fair enough.
Shmigadoon, for example. What was the one with the corn brown? What was that song?
But yeah. What was that one? I don't know. Oh,
freaking Shmigadoon. Season 1, man. If you haven't watched Shmigadoon Season 1, that's pretty good.
I don't know.
So this is nominated for Best Film of the Year.
Jeez Louise.
Through the Oscars. If you could take this out of the 10 nominees and put in a movie that hasn't been nominated. So the let me tell you that movies have been nominated, and this is going to really help for next week. Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, Wicked. I know you haven't seen all those movies, but let's say all those movies stay in, but Emil Perez, it's also in there. You take it out, making 9. You can add one more back in. What 2024 film... I'm really putting you on the spot here. But
Furiosa.
Furiosa.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I just said that for you.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely Furiosa.
You know what? And I'll probably get totally flamed for this, but Long Legs.
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent movie. Really well crafted. I'm surprised it didn't get really any
nominations. Are we missing a Nicolas Cage Best Supporting Actor nomination?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, but I think the story itself was really cool, and the cinematography was really well done.
You saw Heretic, right?
Yeah.
Not Heretic then?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know why Hugh Grant got a lot of buzz for that. He's good, but just like he's just Hugh Grant.
Nosferatu? Would you put Nosferatu?
Ooh, yeah, maybe. That was really good.
This is just a little bit of a teaser for next week where we talk all about the Oscars as we lead into Oscar weekend. Anything else you want to talk about this movie?
Not really. What about you? You've got a lot more notes than I do.
No, I'm good.
If I get through it?
Yeah, we got there.
Yeah, were you ready to rate it?
Let's rate this thing.
Man, this shit is awesome.
You suck.
Mm-mm. Sean, you're going to rate this mathematically, scientifically through a JARP scale of 0 to 5. We never give zeros because people try, but I don't know what Sean's going to give in this one. I just tell you if it's better than The Great Outdoors, and guess what, Matt? It's not. It's not as good as The Great Outdoors.
Oh, is it maybe, Matt, that must make you happy.
Is it maybe more important because of the conversation it creates? Yeah, maybe. In long term, in 100 years, is it more important than The Great Outdoors? Maybe not. There's going to be a lot better movies about the trans population that, you know, will create better conversations. And
well, what is the conversation? It's like, is that we can actually have a movie? Are we talking about the actual context of the movie itself?
No, you're right. So you're right. It's not depicting necessarily the trans.
Because I can see how it's topic. Just stirring up, like, this is a movie about trans and it should be accepted, da 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 da. But we're not actually.
The movie itself.
The movie itself right, is exactly. fucking so there'll
be,
garbage.
There'll be so. Better movies out there depicting yeah, the exactly. People, like and trans people, yeah. better. And that will create better conversations. But I think it's just the fact that you've got a trans actress at the front of the movie. It's about the process. So I think that those little pieces is important.
Fair enough. What about Tootsie? Tootsie doesn't get enough.
I don't. Is that, yeah, I don't. Is Dustin Hoffman? Is
yeah, he was Tootsie? Just a cross-dresser. He wasn't actual trans.
What's the Robin Williams?
Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah, there is. People are making connections to the horror aspects of Miss Doubtfire to and how like
you know. If you look deep into Miss Doubtfire, you can see like yeah. how. Yeah. Mentally unstable, the dad in that movie. You know, Robin Williams actually is in that movie.
Well, and there's similarities to Emile Perez and how she brings her family back together under a lie of her, like,
right.
this new caregiver. There's some connection.
And how she just kind of creepily hugs her children when yeah. they first show up. And they're kind of like, they whoa.
Smell, this, you smell like
I'm
dad.
I'm going to smell your hair, just like Kevin Spacey smells boys.
Wow, callback. Do you want to rate this?
Sure. You know what? Russ is right. I don't give any zeros because someone actually went out, made a movie to completion, but that's all I can do is give this thing a one.
Are you giving it for Zoe? Who, you know, she could walk away with an Academy Award.
For good for her. I'm not even going to use my Jarpelgram for this hot mess. Take a long pass on this one. One Jarp because they made a movie. I wouldn't even recommend this movie to my worst enemy. I just think it's 2 hours a waste of your time.
Yeah. If you want to watch a movie about Mexico.
Sicario.
On Netflix. Roma. Go back to
Roma. Okay, that's Roma's another Roma. One I've been meaning to watch.
And there's the Will and Harper documentary, which I think is also on Netflix.
Still haven't seen that yet either.
So that's good. So that's
yeah, there you go. The, you want to go down the trans
yeah.
route?
Yeah.
Watch that. If you want to go down the Spanish-Mexican route, go watch Roma. Go watch Roma. Is there any trans in Roma?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember, but I don't think.
So you're safe then on that I'm one.
Stargazing. We're going to talk about what we're really interested in outside of Emilia Perez. Sean, what are you watching? What are you?
I'm going back, just like Workaholics, kind of the buddy roommate comedy type. Stuff late at night, you can throw an episode on. I'm watching the I'm gonna say British, but I don't think so. I think it's English comedy.
England's in Britain. England is in Britain.
Is it? I thought they're two different things.
Well, Britain is like the combination of like England and Scotland.
Oh, okay,
and so
see, this is why you win at Royal Movie Trivia Game.
My minor knowledge about geography.
I'm watching The Inbetweeners, which is a funny. For some group of dorks, kind of much like Russ, Matt, Sean, and Jason go out, you know what I mean? Get into misadventures, highly misunderstood, never respected, and just a bunch of dorks having fun. This is a funny, raunchy English comedy.
Didn't they make a movie, an Inbetweeners movie?
They did. Yeah. I'm going to get to that one too eventually. Nice. I'm good. In season two right now, but yeah.
And you've already talked about Lioness.
Yeah, exactly. Lioness 1 and 2, finished season 2, quite liked it. Both were very entertaining. I'd probably give more action in season 2.
Oh, the budget went up.
More story in season 1.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Sure. Some good action in season 2.
Are you watching Severance?
No, I've heard nothing but good things about that.
Yeah, season 2.
I haven't watched season 1, so I'd have to go and start from the beginning.
Wow, what a glory life you live.
What a glory hole.
The glory hole gang.
That means tight butthole.
That means burrow. You should watch The Severance. Great movie.
Okay.
Show. On the Apple Plus.
How long are the episodes?
An hour, I think. They're good hour episodes.
See, when I watch TV at night, I have like a half an hour before I pass out. Yeah, exactly. That's why I kind of watch just silly things.
Well, I you're fine. I think you just let Severance build up over time. There'll probably be 4 or 5 seasons and then...
I started Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid at 10:30 at night, and it engaged me so much I made it through to the 12:30, the 2-hour runtime. Wow. Yeah. Call Wife back. Really liked it too. First call time she saw it. So yeah.
Last week. You know what other movie I watched
since so on the long Drive? Ago?
You're Cordially Invited, starring Reese Witherspoon.
Did you like Will it? Ferrell. I've heard it's okay.
It is, small print okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's like aspects of it you're like, oh, I lolled. And there's nothing. Reese Witherspoon looks beautiful. She's very funny in this. Will Ferrell is always funny. Unfortunately,
but it's spoiler, not Step Brothers funny.
No, definitely not. Unfortunately, they and spoiler made a alert. Sequel? Spoiler alert. They become the main love interests in the movie.
What? Like
they get together at the end. I think Will Ferrell.
Aren't they married?
No, they're both single.
Oh, they're both divorced.
And they're really, in real life, there's 10 years apart from Reese Witherspoon and Will Ferrell. It doesn't help that Reese Witherspoon looks 12 and Will Ferrell looks 60, though.
Right.
No offense to either of them. And but also, like, I feel like Will Ferrell's kind of like Tom Cruise. Like, he's not great. Like, he's better just.
Like himself?
If he's married, he's married. That's fine. But like trying to create a movie about him falling in love with somebody
just doesn't work.
To me, it doesn't work. I don't. Fair enough. He doesn't give off that energy. Like he doesn't have who. Can you name a movie where Will Ferrell had romantic chemistry with somebody? I can't. By the way, so I don't mean to.
What's the one where he hears the author in his head?
Yeah, I've never. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've never.
I forget the name. I saw it. It was good.
Does he fall in love with somebody in that one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think if there was any chance, that might have been the one.
And
Elf. He falls in love with the girl.
But again, Elf. That doesn't really work when you look at it with you know, when you actually tear that apart, that doesn't really work. It works because it's the most ridiculous comedy and it's super funny. But the fact that why would Zoe Deschanel fall for
this
child?
Only because Jon Favreau told her to.
Right, exactly. There's no reason why anyone would fall for this idiot. But it works because Elf is the most funniest Christmas movie in the world.
You're watching some good CanCon, aren't you?
Some
Canadian content.
Wow. Yes,
what did
I
you
am.
Think I said?
I don't. You said CanCom and I didn't. CanCon and
the rest
I didn't
just automatically went to Kevin Spacey.
Okay. Yeah. What and I will tell
super
you.
Superboy powers.
Growing up in the 90s and being a fan of Tom Green on the Amazon Prime, he's got a new documentary.
His bum is on your lips?
My bum is on my lips. He's got a documentary out. He's got a stand up special out and he's got a new. Tom Green in the Country.
Yeah, I went searching for his documentary because you recommended it, and I came across a new series.
Yeah, he's got all this new content of Tom Green, and I'm enjoying all of it.
Okay.
I'm not telling you it's amazing, it's great, and it's worth your time necessarily, but I really like it. And if anyone enjoyed Tom Green back in the day and now is a little bit older, just like me and Tom, it's fun to go back.
He was married to Drew Barrymore for a short time.
At one point. In the documentary.
And then he lost his nut.
Through cancer, yeah.
Aww.
Like the documentary talks about this.
Does it?
Yeah. I remember the Drew Barrymore part, but I forgot about the cancer part until the documentary reminded me. But yeah, it's a fun watch.
Okay.
It's throw it on your list. All of it's a fun match. Yeah.
Better than The Great Outdoors?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Tom Green stuff? Yeah, I think so. It's more relevant for me now than the watching The Great Outdoors.
Man, you're such a... I'm an asshole.
Sean, what time is it?
Random movie trivia game.
Time.
We're all both going to get a card from this deck.
See, he's always doing this one.
We've never seen before.
Man, what the... again. This is horseshit.
We're going to ask
questions. So I look at the answers, and I know that these questions must be easy.
I think you're going to get at least two of these.
At least two. Well, you won the last one, right?
So you asked first.
All right. I'll go first. I'll ask you first, okay?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I think you're going to get more than
who plays the Crown Prince of Zamunda in Coming to America?
Eddie Murphy?
Correct.
In what 2006 remake does Steve Martin play Inspector Jacques Clouseau?
The Pink Panther.
Correct.
Correct.
What Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt film is also known as Live, Die, Repeat?
Oh my God, what the fuck just happened?
Live, Die, Repeat.
Thank you.
In mech suits.
Yeah, no, I know. I have this movie on my wall aliens. Right behind me.
Don't look. Don't cheat.
My eyes are closed, jackass.
Oh.
Now I just wanted to say Live, Die, Repeat. It's like Groundhog Day. They just repeat its life because he can come back.
It's not yesterday.
It's the day after.
Oh.
My all answer, motherfucker!
The Edge of Tomorrow.
The Edge of Tomorrow.
You keep talking about a sequel for this movie.
Is that what it's called? The Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
And
subtitles, Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah, I love Emily Blunt. Is amazing in that
movie. You know who else loves Emily Blunt? John Krasinski.
His wife, her husband. Yeah. True or false? Oh, you're going to get all these right. In Con Air, they attempt to land the plane on Rodeo Drive. True or false? In Con Air, they attempt to land the plane on Rodeo Drive. Rodeo Drive.
False.
That's correct. It's the Las Vegas Strip.
Correct.
All right.
Oh, man. The Day After Tomorrow.
Who is Don Vito Corleone's father in The Godfather Part 2?
Who plays him?
Don Vito Corleone's father.
Who plays him?
No, you got to give me his character name.
Oh, shit. Well, Robert De Niro plays him, doesn't he? I don't know what his character's name is.
I'm not telling you shit.
Well, because they do like two different stories and, you know, The Godfather and the Masterpiece.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah.
Haven't you seen
Who is Robert De Niro's character in Godfather Part 2? Like
Robert De Niro's.
Wrong answer, motherfucker!
Antonio Andolini.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Sure, it's probably been a while.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
The line, fuck off. The life is a box of chocolates. Life is a box of chocolates. It's from what movie?
Road to Perdition.
That's where.
Forrest Gump.
That's where Tom Hanks is
bad. Correct.
What 80s movie sees Jeff Bridges being inducted into the digital world of computer games?
Tron!
Yay!
Correct.
How does Peter Parker become Spider-Man?
Which one? He gets bitten by a radioactive spider.
That's right. That's bit by a radioactive spider.
Correct. The correct answer.
You got four. You got four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well.
That's right, everybody. Sean wins.
Here's my card. Take my card, please.
And I got two wrong. The Edge of Tomorrow. What is my problem?
What is your... You've got the movie poster behind you.
Well,
okay, that's
poster.
Enough, people. Be quiet.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much for... And next week, we're going to be talking about the Oscars. Love you, buddy.
Woohoo! Love you, too.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.
It was now. Now it's over. Thank God.